Bezer Hashem, the Chofetz Chaim continues here in Shmir Salosh and Shart Vuna Perik Beis, number 134, to discuss the importance of shtika, of silence. Omru Chazal, Mishnah Perik Yavis, Perik Aleph, Kol Yomai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, Kol Yomai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim. Imagine that. All the days of my life, I grew up amongst the great Chachamim. Leimatzasi Laguf. And of all the teachings that I've learned from the great Tzaddikim, now there's a Tana. Rav Shimon says, Leimatzasi Laguf. I haven't found anything better for my body, for anyone's body, Toyiv Mishtika, than silence. It's such a profound statement. Imagine you're around Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Stipler, that generation of great tzaddikim. All these wonderful luminaries of our past. And Rav Shimon says, I'm telling you, I've seen it, I've learned it, and I practice it. Silence is the best thing for the body. And he explains, Perish Gadalti Benachachamim Likatiti Miami de Sayim. Hachamud is Vak Doishois. I saw all the beautiful attributes, the lessons. And of all of the beautiful attributes and lessons, Mikulam Ayisam Midas Ashtika Atavishabakula. The Midah of silence is on the top of the list. It's unbelievable. He's not saying it's diligence in learning. He's not saying it's the Midah of Chesed. He's not saying all the great Midahs, he's saying. No. It's shtika. It's silence. Oyoymar. Maybe one might say, Sha'ach Sheheim Hayu Chacham Mechukamim. Maybe the fact that they were such wise, Tamid Chachamim. Ubevadet Lo Hayu Diburum Chas Hashem Medivrei Rik. Maybe their words were only on spiritual matters. They were never wasting their words. Afa Pichein. Ra'isi umatzasi shahayoset toiv laguf, bilti divrei Torah. The best thing for the person's body, except for speaking words of Torah, which we've discussed previously in the Sefer. And the Chofetz Chaim elaborated how Hashem created this world for us to talk words of Torah. And he put that aside. Umatzasi laguf toiv mishtika, huashtika mamish. And what he's teaching us over here is that we have to work in silence. In other words, a person might want to say something, and let him play chess. You ever play chess? Well, if you move one piece here, where's that going to take me to? What's he going to do? So play chess in your head. I'm going to say one comment. Well, what am I intending? Is he going to respond? Is she going to respond? Oh, they're going to respond like this. And then I'm going to respond like that. Wait a minute, what did I just do? I just started a fight, and then I walk out of the room. In the meantime, those two people are going at each other. What for? And it sounds absurd. But you know what? These things happen. These things happen. So the question is, though, why does he say an extra word over here? Apparently extra word, but it's not extra. Laguf. Mashamar laguf. He could have just said, Lamitsasi. I didn't find anything better than shtika. Silence is the best attribute. What's laguf for the body? Sheha'odom avsho yiyah chochem isholim b'navsho k'mei chaveiro shel Rabbi Shimon. That even a person is such a chochem and sholim, he's a wise person, he's a tamad chochem, he's perfect, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his chaveirim. But don't forget, there is a physicality, there's a chaymer, which covers over the nefesh, which gives the guf home field advantage, as we discussed numerous times. It's almost impossible for a person to use his words in a properly limited way, and to say only what needs to be said. Therefore, why? Because of the physicality that he is, the chaymer that he is. Al kain toive yoiser hashtika. That's why shtika, silence, is even better. Because if you're going to say the wrong thing, how many of us have regretted what we said afterwards? How many of us have regretted that we said something, so, you know, why did I say that? I just said two words, but why did I say that? Now let's think for a second. This statement from the Mishnah Perkei Avos are Tanoim, are Mishnayos. Tanoim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if that's an adjacent generation of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he says, Lo matzasi laguf toy mishtika. V'imzeh b'dayr shal Rav Shimon, sh'oysa murgelis l'shoynam rak b'divi chochma. The words that flew from their mouths were words of wisdom, were words of Torah. And still he says, the best thing for the body is shtika. V'afilu lo yishmer piv kol kach. Gamkein lo yetzei midarkoi chas v'shalom. And even if a person on such levels didn't guard them, their mouths 100%, words of chachma still came out. But still he says, lo mitzasi laguf toy mishtika. Manasa azoy v'yakir. What are we going to say about ourselves in this generation? He says, so look at our generation. Says the Chavetz Chaim. You know, by the Tanoim, I'm not saying what I'm about to tell you is exactly how it happened, but just to understand the mashal of with the mashal of their generation, you'd wake up a Tan in the middle of sleep, he'd be chazer mishnayos. That's what the Tanoim were doing. And still, shtik is the best. By us, says the Chavetz Chaim, Asher kol machshav yaseinu v'dibreinu, all of our thoughts and now all of our speech, from the time we were children to now, is rak v'divrei efes v'rik, is emptiness and foolishness. How much more so? Lo matzasi laguf toy mishtika. If we don't close our mouths and use strong words with the muzzle of silence, a person's tongue will run according to its youth of saying emptiness and foolishness. And if a person will just speak freely, the loss will be much, many times over, worse than the benefit of what he could have said. If he would come quiet, it'd be the best thing for him and his body. And we're not even discussing like because when the person uses his mouth incorrectly, and even when he doesn't even originally mean to say something wrong, then the punishments come, you know where? Laguf, to his body. Like the Chavetz Chaim was saying yesterday, don't pain yourself, don't hit yourself, don't harm yourself. Such a beautiful, powerful lesson. We're encouraged when we go places, when we see people. Of course, you say hello when you be and you smile to them. But focus on what's called shtika.